kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Ang mga matitinding lagay ng panahon tulad ng heat waves ay inaasahang magiging mas madalas at mas matindi. At magkakaroon ito ng malaking epekto sa lipunan, kalusugan, ekonomiya at kapaligiran. Kamakailan lang inilabas ng Australian Climate Service ang kauna-unahang National Climate Risk Assessment ng bansa. Ipinapakita nito na habang umiinit ang mundo, nagbabago rin ang mga natural na panganib na ating kinakaharap. Ayon kay Professor Ollie J., Academic Director ng Heat and Health Research Center sa University of Sydney, kitang-kita na ang mga pagbabagong ito ngayon pa lamang.
What we're seeing over the last 20 years or so is that the number of heat waves is increasing, the duration of the heat waves, so they're lasting longer and also they're more severe as well.
Delikado ang heat waves dahil sa pinagsamang epekto ng init at kapaligiran na nagdudulot ng heat stress na nakakaapekto rin sa katawan bilang heat strain.
So heat stress is the features of the environment. The temperature, which is measured in the shade, the accompanying humidity, whether you're in direct solar radiation or not, and also how windy it is as well. The heat strain is the physiological strain that your body is experiencing.
Kapag nakakaranas ang katawan ng heat strain, tumataas ang temperatura ng katawan at lumalaki ang panganib ng heat stroke. Ito ay isang matinding inflammatory response na maaaring ikamatay. Sabi ni Professor J, hindi lang ang heat stroke ang paunahing banta sa katawan sa panahon ng heat wave.
What we see is a big spike in catastrophic cardiovascular events, so people with heart disease. They often are at much greater risk of having a heart attack during a heat wave. So really your body is redirecting all this blood away from the body core towards the skin surface to try to keep you cool. And that places a lot of strain on the heart. At the same time, we sweat a lot in order to try to increase our evaporative heat loss to keep the body cool. So that results in the risk of progressive dehydration, which then aggravates the risk of heat stroke, but also aggravates cardiovascular strain for people who have those issues.
Mas delikado para sa mga nakakatanda ang heat waves dahil hindi sila kasing epektibo na magpawis. Ayon sa GP na si Dr. Michelle Hamrosi, mas maraming buhay ang naaapektuhan ng heat waves kaysa ibang natural na sakuna sa Australia.
Heat waves are called a silent killer because they stress our bodies and they can worsen chronic diseases. So people who've already got underlying health problems. We know also how mental health is impacted by heat waves. Hospital presentations increases significantly from mental health conditions during heat waves, including increased rates of suicide and violence.
Dagdag pa ng doktor, nanganganib din ang mga buntis kapag may heat waves.
And if you become overheated, that really can affect the baby's health. And you can have increased risk of dehydration, increased blood pressure, and go into early labor.
Ito ang naranasan ni Rebecca Di Marco habang buntis sa bawat isa sa kanyang tatlong anak. Ayon sa kanya, napakahalaga ng pagiging handa.
Planning and being aware of what's coming. It was things like cold showers, minimizing how much you are out in the heat. And then, of course, trying to minimize the heat in your home. And then, obviously, have a bit of a toss-up with, you know, running aircon or trying to cool down in other ways, like fans and stuff. Just being aware and doing those actions before it's too late.
Binigyang diin ni Dr. Hamrosi, mahalagang may heat wave plan.
Where is the coolest part of your house? Can you create a cool refuge? And often, if that is one room in the house that has an air conditioner, think about also if you don't have access to cooling in your own home, where could you go? Could it be a friend's house, family, library, shopping center? And so it's also really important to plan ahead for a power outage. So things like putting bottles in the freezer, having like little spray bottles, and making sure you keep things like food and medications in the fridge.
Kinakailangang buksan ang bintana kapag may malamig na simoy ng hangin at isara ito kapag nagsisimula ng uminit. Kapag ramdam na ang matinding init, sundin ang mga simpleng paraan para manatiling malamig ang iyong bahay.
First thing I do in my own home is early in the morning, closing up all my blinds around the house, putting my fans on. Fans are a really effective way to keep cool, especially if you can keep your skin a bit damp while sitting under a fan. If you put the air conditioner on, you can set it to 26 degrees and that can really help you save power. And of course, drink a lot of water regularly during the day.
Ayon kay Professor Jay, nakakatulong ang ceiling fan. Pero may hangganan din ang bisa nito.
We've done quite a lot of work that shows that fans actually end up aggravating heat stress, so making the problem worse when the air temperature is above 40 degrees Celsius. So that's a good kind of threshold that people can keep in mind. So use fans while it's below 40 degrees Celsius, but if it's above 40 degrees Celsius, then you're better off not using a fan.
Paliwanag pa ni Dr. Hamrossi, kabilang sa mga paraan para manatiling malamig ang katawan, ang malamig na shower, basang tuwalya, magsuot ng maluwag na damit, at pag-iwas sa mabibigat na gawain o aktibidad sa pinakamainit na oras.
Can you avoid going out in the hottest time of the day? Because that's where people can run into trouble. If you've got medical appointments, you know, can you turn it into a telehealth so you can avoid going out in the hottest part of the day?
Tandaan, huwag kalimutang kumustahin ang mga kapitbahay at nakakatandang kamag-anak. At kung ikaw o ang iba ay nakakaramdam ng hindi maganda, maghanap ng paraan para lumamig ang katawan.
So can they rest in a cool place? Can they sip some more water? Can they put cool cloths around them or have a cooler shower? In the setting where they're not feeling better within a short period of time or their symptoms are progressing, it would be advised that they would call their GP or Health Direct. If the symptoms are severe, for example, person is experiencing confusion, they've fainted or having any chest pain, they have a very high temperature, that would be advised to call an ambulance.
Para naman sa mga maliliit na sanggol, bihisan sila ng magaang damit o pwede lang lampin o napi kung sobrang init at siguraduhing hydrated sila, tubig man o gatas ayon sa kanilang edad.
They can also be offered cool baths. A play in water is a really good thing to do during heat waves. And the other really important point is never leave your baby in the car, even just for a short period of time during a heat wave. Babies can really quickly overheat.
Kung kailangan mong lumabas, payo ni Professor Jay na manatili sa lilim hanggat maaari.
It's important for people to keep in mind that the temperature that we see on the weather forecast, that's actually measured in the shade. So if you're out in direct sunlight, you can be exposed to temperatures as much as 15 to 17 degrees Celsius higher than those temperatures that you think you're exposing yourself to. So finding shade is really important.
Nilikha rin ni Professor Jay at ng kanyang team ang libreng online na heat watch tool na nagbibigay daan sa mga tao na gumawa ng personalized na heat stress risk assessment.
So you can enter in how old you are, what kind of chronic disease you might have, whether you have access to air conditioning. It also knows which postcode you're in, so it draws on freely available weather information. It then gives you an individualized or heat stress score, so it helps you understand what your personal risk is throughout the day, and we give a 7-day forecast as well. We also use it to deliver evidence-based personal cooling advice, and it helps people plan their activities.
Pahabol na payo ng mga eksperto. Mas madalas na ang heat wave sa Australia. Pero sa tamang paghahanda at kaalaman, pwede nating bawasan ang panganib at manatiling ligtas sa matinding init. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Phil Tusak na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.